Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Reed Anfinson. Reed is the owner and publisher of the Swift County Monitor News in Benson and the Grant County Herald in Elbow Lake, and is a partner in a plant that prints 36 community newspapers in rural Minnesota and South Dakota, and also serves on the board of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show today.
I'm glad to be here.
So our topic today is the governor of Minnesota being from rural Minnesota, and this hasn't happened for, 30-some-odd years?
Yeah, Rudy Perpich in 83 to 91, since he left office in 91, we haven't had anybody. They're all been Twin Cities metropolitan governors who don't have that real-life touch with rural interests.
And, of course, Rudy Perpich, he was an Iron Range guy. And Tim Walz is a southern Minnesota guy, so they probably have pretty unique perspectives on rural Minnesota.
The great thing about Tim Walz is he grew up on us in a small town in Nebraska before coming to Minnesota. And then he spent 12 years as a U.S. representative from southern Minnesota, where he would have seen firsthand the impact of declining population, the impact of declining enrollment in schools. So he knows firsthand those challenges. Of course, there's a little difference in some of the communities in that they are vibrant regional centers, but the smaller towns throughout his district were struggling and still are.
So now he gets to look at it from the 30,000-foot level as the governor of the state of Minnesota. And, of course, you have to have a certain amount of balance in there, right? I mean, you can't just focus all your attention on rural Minnesota.
No, you can't, especially considering that the vast majority of his support is from the seven-county metro, and about at least probably 75 of the 89 counties in Minnesota voted against him, all the rural counties. and so he has to watch that balance as well. He has to make sure that the base that put him in office gets what it needs. They're largely represented in the Minnesota House as well.
Right. So if you had to look into a crystal ball, what do you think are going to float to the top as far as issues that that will be wrangled with between the governor and the legislature?
Well, education's a big one. And I would think that to a certain degree, this isn't a Democrat-Republican issue. It is a Minnesota issue. It also could be a rural Minnesota supporter versus metro to a certain degree. The Governor Walz has said that he does not want to see education funding tied to zip code, that a person from 56215 where I live versus a Twin Cities zip code, that the kid out here is going to get a less of an education. We know that because of declining enrollment, we could lose 8 kids this year, or 10 kids, and that's $80,000 in state funding for education. That's a teacher gone. And Tim Walz wants to see that change, and we applaud that in rural Minnesota.
Thank you, Reed. My guest has been Reed Anfinson, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.